Welcome to Hack the Entrepreneur, the show which reveals the fears, habits, and inner battles behind big-name entrepreneurs and those on their way to joining them. Now here is your host, John Naster.
Hey, this is Hack the Entrepreneur. Thank you so much for stopping by. We've got a great show for you today, and I think you're going to dig it. Let's do it. My guest today is a former voiceover artist, marketer, and an online entrepreneur. After spending 9 years as a WordPress plugin developer and consultant, he noticed a gap in the WordPress market, and he aimed to fill it. In 2013, he co-founded WP Elevation, which has since become the world's largest business accelerator devoted to helping WordPress consultants build their businesses. From a single idea, they have grown to a team of 15 people with a healthy community forum and live events throughout the year. Now, let's hack Troy Dean. Throughout this conversation, you're going to hear Troy and I talk about the creation of something out of nothing, how everything around us was created because somebody had an idea and turned it into reality, which is exactly how Fiverr came to be started. Simply the creation of something out of nothing, or as we call it, an entrepreneurial idea. In fact, Fiverr is how I built the first website for Hack the Entrepreneur. I got the first logo, I got the first intro music, and the introduction, the guy speaking at the very beginning of the show that you still hear, 100% from Fiverr. And still, not a week goes by that I don't use Fiverr, either in my business or for one of my clients. You can now join the already millions of entrepreneurs who have built their businesses using Fiverr. And it's easy. Visit fiverr.com/HTE. That's fiverr.com/HTE. And if you use promo code HTE20, you get 20% off your very first Fiverr purchase. Go there now. Explore their marketplace of over 150 categories and get inspired to stop dreaming and start doing. Once again, that's fiverr.com/HTE. We are back with another episode of Hack the Entrepreneur. And today we have a very, very special guest. Troy, welcome to the show.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
Man, absolutely my pleasure. I've been wanting to have this conversation for a long time, so I'm glad we're getting to sit down and finally do it.
Awesome. Me too.
Yeah. So let's jump into this, shall we? Troy, as an entrepreneur, can you tell me, what's the one thing that you do that you feel has been the biggest contributor to your successes so far?
this is going to be hopefully something that your listeners have never heard before. I reprogram the voices in my head. That's what I've done over the last, since 2009, I've been on a journey to undo, and in fact, I didn't even know I was on this journey until I started on this journey and I started to see the benefits of it. And then I realized what I was doing. I discovered a guy named Brendan Burchard back in 2009. He's an American marketing speaker, coach, consultant. He sells digital products. And I started following him, and he's very animated. He's a bit like, and he admits he's a bit like a circus clown. He's like the goofy guy at the party who's just like, you know, really high energy. And I started following him, and he started saying things that were really resonating with me. And then slowly over a period of time, I realized that we all carry really bad messaging in our brains about success and money and self-worth and what we're entitled to and what we're allowed to do. And we'll have this guilt if we don't work 60 hours a week. And, you know, I have my own business now and I still feel, and we had a little boy last year, he's 7 months old now, and I still feel guilty if I leave the office at 4 o'clock and go home early because I want to spend some time with him. So there's all this really bad messaging that we've been brought up with. And essentially, my brother said to me once, he said, oh, all this self-help stuff, you know, you realize you're just brainwashing yourself. And I said, that's exactly what I'm doing. Because if I don't brainwash myself, I'm just leaving my brain open to let everyone else fill it with their stuff. And that's what's happened. And from my mid-30s to where I am now, I've been systematically undoing all of that really bad messaging that I received over the years through no one's fault, just because I wasn't in control of my own kind of self-talk. So I was just allowing everyone else to put their stuff in there, and my self-talk ended up becoming not very helpful. So over the last 10 years, I've been listening to audiobooks and podcasts and reading books and watching videos and reading blog posts and trying to surround myself with the right messaging that I find useful. And I have a very, very different self-talk now to what I did 10 years ago. And that has been, in my mind, the absolute number one thing that has turned my professional and personal life around.
So searching for the right messaging for yourself, has that changed since you, like the messages that you're looking for, do they sort of change over time?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So 10 years ago, the messaging that I was, you know, when I grew up in the northern suburbs of South Australia, and it was a working class, kind of maybe a upper working class, lower middle class kind of area. And, you know, no one was in business. Everyone worked, and everyone just traded time for money and just got paid a basic wage. And my mum was a stay-at-home mum. My dad was a salesman on the road. And then mum went back to work when us kids were old enough. And my parents both worked really hard. And all the messaging I got from my parents about money was the same messaging they got. I mean, I remember hearing all the time as a kid, money doesn't grow on trees. Well, here's a radical idea. When I was a kid, money was made from paper. It actually did grow on trees. I mean, the irony of how bad our relationship is with money, because if you're born into that kind of scarcity mindset, which I think it's in our DNA, I think scarcity is part of our DNA. It's part of our survival mechanism. But if you don't undo that thinking, the longer you leave it, the longer that it takes to undo it. So initially, I was really trying to undo that way of thinking. What I'm looking for now, 10 years later, what I'm looking for now is more stuff around leadership, more stuff around, you know, parenting, sort of things that I wasn't ready for 10 years ago and things that weren't applicable 10 years ago, how to lead a team, how to get the best out of your people, how to just be a high performer. So the podcasts that I listen to now and the books that I read now are very different to the ones I was reading 10 years ago. Although I do still go back and revisit some of those books I was reading 10 years ago that are absolute staples for me and are required reading.
Right. Are you going to tell us what one of those books is?
Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill is the number one book. I think that if anyone's listening to this and they haven't read it, they should read it immediately. They should stop what they're doing, take a day off work and read that book. It'll change your life. And if you have read it, then you should go back and read it again, because it's one of those things. It's so obvious when you see it. It's like a jigsaw puzzle, right? When you look at the puzzle with all the pieces put together, obviously it's a mountain range and a beautiful lake. And it's so obvious and it's so beautiful and it's so simple. But when all the pieces are not together, it feels so complicated, right? But it's not. All you need to do is look at the big picture and then put one piece in at a time. I know that's a really cheesy analogy, but it's true. And it's when it reveals itself, it's that thing that's really hard to explain until you've seen it, right? So the whole concept with Think and Grow Rich is that if you can conceive it and believe it, you can achieve it. Well, that's great. It's a really simple, nice little metaphor. Everything that exists in the world is because somebody thought of it first. Even this fact that we're having this podcast right now, somebody had this idea for a podcast. So we conceive things all the time. The thing that gets us stuck is the belief, that having that undying belief that you can make this a reality, and using visualizations and actually imagining what that experience feels like in the body, and, you know, giving the speech and accepting the award and rehearsing those moments years before they happen. They are all very, very practical ways of retraining the self-talk, and they're things that I still do today. And I still catch myself sometimes going, dude, what are you doing? You're rehearsing a speech for an award that you may never win. But the truth is, if I don't rehearse the speech, I will never win the award. I may never win the award anyway, and I don't really care about the award. That's not the point. The point is that if, you know, just believing something is going to happen isn't enough. You have to actually embody it, and you have to feel it in your body. And if you can feel it in your body and rehearse it and visualize it enough, then you actually subconsciously go about making it a reality. You can't do anything else. Your body and your subconscious just takes over and you move in that direction. And all of a sudden, 3 years later, you reflect back and you're like, wow, have a look how far I've come. And that's because of that work that you were doing, that lonely, deep thought work that you were doing in your mind that is, I believe, is the true work of an entrepreneur.
Yeah. And Think and Grow Rich, I read and reread and reread. when I was getting started in business, which was like 15 years ago at this point. And I've forgotten about it. I only have about 20 business books that I've actually kept and not given out to other people. And as you were saying that, I reached over on my shelf and there it is.
Yeah.
So I'm going to definitely reread that book. And I recommend that you out there do it too. So this idea of things changing and like reprogramming, you mentioned in there about how you recently became a father. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And how even leaving at 4 o'clock. And so it's this idea of sort of pulling back and maybe not doing as much or working as hard as you might have 10 years ago, where it was just all in all the time. And that sounds great, but I'm doing research on you leading up to this. You have a lot of shit going on right now, which is awesome. Yeah, yeah. I come from that sort of same boat, so it's really cool, but it seems really contrary to what you were saying, right? Like WP yeah. Elevation, bank feeds. I think you have some WordPress plugins, Rockstar Empires. There's a lot going on.
Yeah. Yeah, there is. And it's, you know, right now it's 6:55 a.m. on a Wednesday morning and I'm in the office. I'm sitting here chatting with you and I'll probably be in the office close to 6 o'clock tonight. So I still work long hours, Monday to Friday. I don't work weekends anymore. And if late at night at home, I generally try not to open the laptop these days. Occasionally I might faff about and do a couple of things, but the difference between now and I'm still working hard and I still put in the hours and I love what I do. And for me, it doesn't feel like work at all. It just feels ridiculous that I get to come to this office and we have a great office environment and we have lots of toys and we have a dedicated video studio and a dedicated audio studio. And it's a really fun place to work. And it feels a bit silly that I get paid to come and do this. But the difference between 10 years ago and now is I have a very clear focus. I am not distracted by the, you know, shiny object syndrome or the next opportunity landing in my inbox. And I have a team. So we have 15, 16 people that touch the business on a daily basis. So a lot of the stuff going on, when you look at it from the outside, it looks like I'm juggling lots of balls, but a lot of the stuff going on, I'm not really involved in. I'm just kind of overseeing and managing or just consulting and giving advice to the team. WP Elevation is my absolute 100% core focus at the moment. And that's where I'm all in. The other projects are either being managed by other team members or are just on the shelf and in hiatus.
Wow. Okay. So the office and the team is around WP Elevation, which is one of your longest running businesses, right?
That's right. So we started in 2007, a buddy of mine and I started a WordPress plugin and that grew and our email list grew and people were just started asking me lots of questions about how I was running my agency. I had a web design agency. And they were asking me lots of questions about how we did things in the agency and I started answering them on email. And then eventually it just got a bit much that I couldn't continue to answer all these questions and run my business as a web designer. And so I decided to test the market and see if I could spin up an online business coaching program. And I'd been a part of a few of these programs online that I was following people like Taki Moore and I was being mentored by Ed Dale at the time, who's an Australian internet marketer. And I kind of knew this online business coaching model. And I was keen to explore what a membership website looked like and what that would mean to run webinars and put together coaching calls and record video courses. And so we started to test the market and the experiments worked, the hypothesis worked. And we very quickly got product to market sort of fit and validated the idea and made some money, got some paying customers. And then we decided to spin up a business coaching and community, business coaching program and an online community called WP Elevation. And that was in the start of 2013. And that's been my focus since then. We still have some WordPress plugins that we support. Some of them are free, some of them are premium. And then there's been a couple of other projects that have sort of come and gone along the way. Rockstar Empires was something that spun up because a lot of people were asking me, how have you gone from doing client services work to digital revenue, digital product through online courses? And so we taught that in Rockstar Empires. And the whole premise with Rockstar Empires was we could teach you how to become a rock star in your market and then build an empire around that rock star reputation, which is exactly what we've done. The truth is, Rockstar Empires, after about a year and a half, I had a business partner in the States. The time zones were an absolute killer. And I was brought back to that reality that man who chases many rabbits catches none. And so I bought my business partner out of Rockstar Empires. I now own the brand and the company. And at the moment, it's sitting on the shelf. It's a great big idea that I have that I will spin up at some point. But right now, I'm baking one very good apple pie called WP Elevation. And once that thing is baked and I know how to do it without it consuming my week, then I might turn my attention to back to Rockstar Empires in some format. But my focus now is WP Elevation because we're growing and it requires me to be on deck.
And so did you test Rockstar Empires in the same way that you tested WP Elevation?
Yeah, we did. And we had a couple of launches that went really well. And then what I realized is the same lesson I learned with WP Elevation. It's actually a lesson that Ed Dale taught me. Ed said to me, you know, success is really easy as long as you become a top 20 influencer in your market. Now, there's a lot to unpack in that sentence. And what I've realized over the years and the model that I've adopted over the years is that for me, if I'm going to go into a project, I have to be willing to commit to that project 100% for at least 2 years. And if I can't do that because I don't have the capacity or I've got other business ideas or other responsibilities, then I'm not going to do it. And that's now the kind of litmus test, and that gives me the freedom to say no to a lot of things now because I don't have 2 years in front of me of spare time that I can commit to a project. And so with WP Elevation, that's what I did. I put my foot on the pedal and committed 100% of that thing for 2 years and did nothing else, and it worked, and it's now up and about, and it's in a really good place. Rockstar Empires, I was still trying to grow WP Elevation while I was building Rockstar Empires, and that was the mistake I made there. I was spreading myself too thin. And so Ed's right. If you can't get your head around being that guy for 2 years, then don't bother. Don't start, because it's going to, you know, 5 years down the track is too far for me. Like who knows where we're going to be in 5 years' time. I can't get out of bed every morning for a 5-year plan, right? And a year is not enough. You'll move the needle in a year, but it's not enough to actually really own the market and become a market leader. 2 years is a nice sweet spot for me. So I go 2 years, I can do this for the next 2 years of my life, and I'm getting out of bed every day for the next 2 years to be that person and to fly around the country and visit other places in the world and go to conferences and talk that talk and tell that story and give that presentation and be on those podcasts and write those blog posts and make those products. And that's the guy I'm going to be for the next 2 years. And if I can't do that for 2 years, then I'm out. And so that's why Rockstar at the moment is on the shelf, because I just don't have 2 years in front of me of meaningful commitment.
All right, before we get too far into the conversation, we just need to take a quick moment. According to CB Insights, the data on the top 20 reasons why startups fail is because they don't have a market need, which means that nobody in the business was asking the right questions to the right people. You need to not fall for that mistake too. With Typeform. Typeform is versatile. You can use it at every stage of your funnel. And the results don't lie. Typeform has a 57% completion rate on surveys, which goes absolutely against the industry average of just 20%. That's more data for you to play with to make the right decisions. And right now, you can sign up for free today with a special offer for you as a Hack the Entrepreneur listener. You can upgrade to their pro and you'll get 30% off for the first 6 months. Go here to get started for free today. Go to typeform.com/hack. That's typeform.com/hack. Remember, when collecting data, rule number one is put the people first, the data second. And ironically enough, you'll get all the data you could possibly need. All right, let's get back to the conversation. And that's fair enough. And that's something I think, yeah, I mean, you've obviously evolved into. And 2 years is a huge commitment for things when you already have a great business that demands your attention.
Yeah.
And so I love that as the sort of litmus test for saying yes or no to a big project. But let's sort of bring it back and bring it down a little bit, if we can, Troy, to within WP Elevation.
Mm-hmm.
New projects, like with a team of 15, 16 people, I'm sure lots of ideas come of either new marketing or new products or new any sort of projects. And it's not just you anymore. So what is the process you guys go through, either you personally or you as a team go through, to decide that a project is worth yours, your team's time, energy, and resources?
A great question. And it allows me to elaborate on an answer to a previous question, which is another great book, another great business book that I would suggest, which I think for me at the moment is probably the best book I've read since Think and Grow Rich. I know that's a big statement, but I recently read Scaling Up by Vern Harnish. Now, Vern wrote a book called Mastering the Rockefeller Habits a little while ago. Scaling Up is kind of version two of Mastering the Rockefeller Habits. And Vern's got an organization called Entrepreneur Organization, which is like a mastermind for entrepreneurs all around the world. And he's the real deal. And he's got this great framework for getting clarity and getting focus in the business. And so essentially, and we've been doing this exercise for a little while now over the last few years, but we did it at the start of January. I went up to Sydney and met with my business partner, and we spent a week in a hotel room doing this kind of deep thought, almost meditating on what the business is and what it stands for and what its values are and what its vision is. And so we have this very clear one-page plan now of what the business is and what it's meant to do over the next 10 years. Our vision is to help freelancers find freedom. We have a whole bunch of core values which determine how we operate as an organization. And we have a big, hairy, audacious goal, which is to help 50,000 freelancers in the next 10 years turn their passion into a profitable business. And that is how we make all of our decisions now. Every opportunity that comes up, every new idea, every product, every marketing campaign, every conference, every idea that gets thrown around in the business, we have metrics that we use to measure whether or not our business is heading in the right direction. We have our NPS, which is our Net Promoter Score. We have our retention rates of our members, and we have our course completion rates for our students. They're three of the key metrics we use. And we look at every single decision. We say, is this project or idea going to help us move the needle on any of those dashboards? And if it's not, then we put it on the someday maybe list. And if it goes on the someday maybe list, it generally means it's probably not going to happen, but we're not emotionally prepared to let it go yet. So it's a good idea. We'll just put it on the someday maybe list. And then 3 months later, you clear out your someday maybe list and you go, oh, that was a bloody terrible idea. I'm glad we never did that. That would have consumed weeks of our lives and led to nothing. So we're called WP Elevation. We're all about elevating our customers and our business. So we kind of have this civil aviation theme running throughout the business. And so this exercise I call the North Star, which is, if you're in Australia, we call it the Southern Cross, which is, you know, let's define that guiding light that sits in the sky that we can look at, and that's how we make our decisions. And so that is the exercise that Vern takes you through, which is basically your vision, values, and big, hairy, audacious goal, getting everything, the whole team on one page so that everyone's moving in the right direction. And then that's how we triage what comes into the business, and we say no, yes, no, yes, no, yes, maybe.
Do all three of those metrics for your business, do all three of them hold the same weight?
That's a good question. We haven't really done that yet. The one metric that is that we publish on our website, We publish our course completion rate. Actually, I think we do publish all of them. We publish our course completion rates, which are consistently above 65%. And for an online course, that is off the charts, ridiculous. We publish our Net Promoter Score, which I think currently is 84, which again, in the small business consulting and education space, is the average is about 40. And we publish our member retention rates, which is about 50% at the end of their first year. We have about 50% of our members stay in the program, which again, for an online community, is ridiculously high. So probably our NPS is the one that I put most weight on, but our course completion rates is probably the one that creates the most amount of frenzied work in the organization to actually make sure students get through the course. That's the one that we put the most effort into. And because that's the domino that affects the Net Promoter Score and the retention rates. If we get people through the course and we get them to graduate and print their certificate, generally speaking, our Net Promoter Score and our retention rates are in a good place. If our course completion rates start to dip, it has a knock-on effect.
And what's the model you're using for students, like for, I guess, customer acquisition for you at this point? Is WP Elevation always open, or is it like the launch opening method?
We've been opening three times a year. So it was evergreen June 2013 to September 2015. It was an evergreen. You could join whenever you wanted. It was always open. And we turned that off in September 2015, and we rolled into a launch model. There was a couple of things we were testing. One, we were testing engagement whether we could get more engagement by having a cohort of students go through the course at one time. And that worked. And so now we're in this kind of hybrid model where we were having three launches a year. This year, we may only have two launches a year. We've got one coming up in March, another one in September. We may do one in the middle of the year. We're not sure yet. And what that's done is it's been amazing for the community because you end up going through the course with a whole bunch of students who are your cohort. And then you drop into the Facebook community and you are asking questions, and we build little accountability groups with our students as well. So you're generally having accountability calls once a week with your accountability group. You then also have live coaching calls with myself and the coaches. And then once you're through the course, there's this real kind of competition to be the first to get your certificate and print it out and take a photo and put it in the Facebook group. And then once that energy and that kind of the dust has settled there, then you roll into the membership program, which is, you know, monthly webinars and coaching calls and more content and support from the network. So that's been a really great decision for helping us build a community. And that's reflected in our live events. When we run live events, we have people, you know, fly in from the other side of the world and come and meet us. And that's a very humbling experience. And then in between those launch models, we have our recurring membership. So what happens is when you join the program, you get access to the course and you also get access to the membership for a period of time, depending on the program that you invest in. And then after that initial period of time, you roll onto a monthly subscription. So in between these launch periods, we have our kind of base level cash flow covered because we've got this good recurring coming into the business.
Wow, that's impressive. And so not everybody goes into the monthly recurring?
Everybody, about 50% of the people. So generally what happens at the moment is that you're in the program for 12 months when you make the initial investment. You're in the program for, you get access to the course and you're in the program for 12 months. At the end of that 12 months, we're getting about 50% people. It's an opt-out. So it's like we send a lot of emails and we have a lot of touch points and we're like, hey, in a month's time, we're about to upgrade you to your monthly membership. Let us know. Here's the deal. You can pay for a year and get a discount. You can pay for 6 months and get a discount, or you can just pay monthly, or you can opt out. If you don't want us to bill you and you want to opt out and you lose access to the community, you keep lifetime access to the initial course materials that you bought, but you'll lose access to the community, then let us know and we'll opt you out. And about 50% of our membership decide to opt out for whatever reason, and about 50% stay in. So you can imagine every time we launch, we're not only getting this big influx of cash flow from our launch, which is great for the business, but then we're also adding to our recurring bottom line because when their membership rolls around, it just continues to compound and keeps building.
Wow, that's awesome. It's a great model, having sort of utilizing the both sides of it, the recurring and the launch model. Where are your potential customers, your email subscribers who get put into the launch? Where are they coming from these days?
Predominantly from Facebook advertising. A couple of JV partners move the needle for us, but most of it is Facebook advertising. We give away templates and ebooks throughout the year, and then we drop them into a nurture sequence, and then we put them in our weekly newsletter. We have a podcast, we have a very active blog, and we have a YouTube channel and a Facebook live stream show that we've just launched this year, a weekly Facebook show. And so there's lots of touch points, there's lots of contact and lots of content to position us as the kind of celebrity authority in the market, which is all about building a business as a WordPress consultant. If that's our niche, all of our students are building websites for clients using WordPress as their core kind of weapon, if you like. And we don't teach them how to build the websites, we teach them how to run their business. And so there's lots of content that we put out that position us, and then the idea is that people consume our content and then they're basically in a queue getting ready to join the program. We've got people now, we open the first week of March, and we've got people now ready to join. And so we're just putting the finishing touches on a couple of our sales forms and checkout cart procedures at the moment. And we'll be testing that in the next 24 to 48 hours. We'll actually have our first batch of people start to enroll in the program. So by the time we open the doors on the 1st of March, we'll actually be half full. We get our early birds enrolled in early to make sure they're all onboarded and they guarantee their seat. And then we open the doors to the general public for a week.
Impressive. Impressive. So I guess this will be different throughout the year, but I mean, it's 7 a.m. where you are over in Australia right now. Uh-huh. You said you'll probably be there till 5 or 6 tonight, which is 10 or 11 hours from now.
Yep.
What's the rest of your day going to look like?
It's a good question. So today I am spending a little bit of time building some assets for our new live show. We just had our branding agency give us a whole bunch of branding ID stuff for our new live show called Silence is Golden, which is a bit of a anyone who knows the code in WordPress, it's a little bit of a WordPress Easter egg. And so we've got a whole bunch of new visual assets. I now need to go and pick out some audio assets, some music ID stuff for the show. I don't need to do that, but it's something I want to do. I'm a musician and I'm a bit of a sound guy, so I want to have a bit of a say into what that sounds like and what those assets finally look like. Then I've got and I'm just reading straight out of my calendar here. I've got another podcast at 8 o'clock this morning with a guy out of the States. I have a meeting at 9 o'clock this morning with Mari, who from Marigold Marketing, who runs our Facebook ad campaign out of Arizona. I then have a one-on-one meeting with our customer happiness manager at 11 o'clock. I also have a one-on-one meeting with our marketing manager at midday. And then this afternoon, I have 3 hours put aside for marketing and copywriting. So that's what my Wednesday looks like.
It's a lot of marketing.
Yeah. Well, that's my role in the business, really, is marketing. My business partner looks after the technology and the products and the development team. We have 4 staff in the Philippines that do some development and admin work and some video editing. We have a videographer here in Melbourne a couple of days a week. We have a video editor 1 day a week in Melbourne. We have coaches in Australia, the UK and the US. And we have our customer happiness manager. Her sister also writes show notes for our blog and writes some blog posts for us. I think that's about it. I don't think I've forgotten anyone. I probably have. Yeah, but my role really is to keep the company moving in the right direction. I collaborate a lot with my business partner on that, on the sort of the joint vision. And then I look after marketing and he looks after product and tech.
Nice. I love it. All right, Troy, this has been a blast, man. I do want to wrap up on one final question for you, if I could.
Yeah.
So this is all talking about moving forward as entrepreneurs. I think we have a tendency to always be pushing ourselves forward and looking forward into the future. In March, when you do that launch and hit those numbers you want to hit, in 6 months, when you stand on that stage you want to stand on, those are both big goals you'll probably set for yourself and your company. Yet you and I both know that right before you hit those goals, you're going to set bigger, loftier ones into the future.
Mm-hmm.
I agree we need to, but rather than always pushing forward, I would love it right now, Troy, if you could stop and turn around and look behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this whole crazy journey you've been on, the highs, the lows, the wins, and the losses. Tell me how you feel about your journey and your career up until today?
It's a very good question. You know, it's been the most fun I've had. I've been very fortunate to have a very supportive partner. I've been very fortunate that I live in a very lucky country and I've got access to great people and great content. You know, I spent 2 years walking the dog around the park every morning, listening to Entrepreneur on Fire and Mixergy. And, you know, those podcasts changed my brain and changed my thinking and ultimately changed my life. It's been amazing. I never, ever thought that I would be in business. I never thought that business would be something that would appeal to me. And it's given my life meaning and it's given me purpose. You know, it's a fun rabbit hole to go down and I've enjoyed even the painful parts of it. I've enjoyed and I feel very... To answer your question, I feel very blessed and very lucky that I get to do this.
That's awesome. I feel like you should too. We've talked about the business throughout the conversation, Troy. Can you now specifically tell the listener out there where the business is, where they can find it, and specifically what it will do for them?
Sure. So WP Elevation is at wpelevation.com. And we help WordPress freelancers grow up into WordPress consultants. And we mean that respectfully and humbly. So if anyone listening is in the business of building websites for clients and they happen to use WordPress and they want to get their head around better business processes and better communication best practices and project management best practices and just really tighten up their business processes and make their business more profitable and more sustainable, then WP Elevation is the place for them. That's exactly what we do.
Excellent. Is there a place where people can track you down personally online?
Yeah, on Twitter, at Troy Dean is generally the best place to reach out and say hi.
Excellent. At Troy Dean on Twitter, you can follow up with him. I will link to everything we talked about today. WPElevation.com is there. The Entrepreneurs Organization, some Ed Dale, some Brendan Burchard, and I'm going to find some links to some Think and Grow Rich for you. So when you're done walking the dog, jogging, working out, whatever it is you're doing, those will all be there waiting for you then.
Awesome.
Troy, thanks, man, so much for stopping by and sharing so openly with me and with the listeners. I really do appreciate it. And I don't know, man, just keep doing what you're doing because it's awesome to watch.
Thanks for having me, John. Appreciate it.
All right. Now, as much fun as that conversation was, we've now come to my favorite part of the show. The part where we get to go back. We get to go back and listen to the conversation with Troy, and we get to find that one thing that Troy said. Are you ready? All right, let's do it. Let's find the hack.
It's one of those things, it's so obvious when you see it. It's like a jigsaw puzzle, right? When you look at the puzzle with all the pieces put together, obviously it's a mountain range and a beautiful lake. And it's so obvious and it's so beautiful and it's so simple. But when all the pieces are not together, it feels so complicated, right? But it's not. All you need to do is look at the big picture and then put one piece in at a time.
And that's the hack. Troy. I love this. And I cut him off there right before he says, and I know this is a really cheesy analogy, and sure, perhaps it is. I'll give you that, Troy. But it's so perfect. It's so perfect about looking at any idea that you have while walking, while showering, whatever it is, and then turning it into a business. We look at somebody like Troy. 4 years ago, he had this idea for WP Elevation. That's basically this jigsaw puzzle that he's now put together and has a team of 15 people around him, and that's his sole focus. He's grown it by putting each piece in. And so this idea of how everything seems really complicated until you put it all together, and then you realize that it was just really simple and really beautiful, and you have this picture. We oftentimes look at projects or businesses or things that have been completed and have been worked at and struggled over for years and years and years, and we wonder how someone gets there. This is the same as looking at somebody who runs a marathon, at the end seeing them cross the finish line and wonder how they got there. They got there by taking, it's like 50,000 steps or something that it is to finish a marathon. And it's literally, you just have to start and take one at a time. And there's no way you could ever think about how you're going, everything that's going to happen along the way before you start. But it's this, use this visualization, use this idea of the jigsaw puzzle sitting in front of you. This is the project you want to tackle. All you have to do is find that very first piece, usually an edge piece in a jigsaw puzzle, and then start from there. It doesn't even have to make sense. You don't even have to know what the finished product's going to be. You just have to put one piece in at a time. Troy, thank you so very, very much. All right, that was a lot of fun. Hacktheentrepreneur.com is the website. Head over there, get onto the email list, and check it out. I did some work on the site. I think you'll dig it. But yeah, go check it out. Let me know what you think. it's so cool that you stopped by today. I hope you enjoyed the conversation with Troy as much as I did. Oh, and as always, wherever you're listening right now to this show, could you take 3 minutes, just leave a rating, a review? Is it iTunes, if it's Google Play, if it's Spotify, if it's iHeartRadio, wherever it happens to be that you're on right now, a rating and review would help the show so much. And I would greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate it. All right, it's been fun. Thank you very much. I appreciate you stopping by. And please, until next time, keep hacking the entrepreneur.